It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It'll be a little bit shorter Minnesota goodbye because we are on a time crunch. We have a big wig coming into town. And we have a meeting that we must attend, and I think it's kind of a state of the company kind of a thing. So we unfortunately got to make it shorter. I think you'll be okay. All right, here we go. Listening to the June 7th Minnesota goodbye with an email from the employee who is frustrated with her older coworker and her lack of technology skills, and I had to write in. About 10 years ago, I worked with a woman who was in her mid-60s at the time. She could not get the hang of email to save her life. Multiple times a day, she would call me into her office and say, how do I use my paperclip, aka attaching a document to her email? It drove me up a wall. She was my manager and could not remember how to do something so simple. And it was so frustrating. Being up to date about job requirements in a workplace is an expectation. For example, doctors, no matter your age, they're required to do continuing education in order to keep practicing medicine. If working on a computer is required to do the job, you need to take the time to better yourself and your knowledge. However, I tried to remember she was the same age as my mom, and I wanted to treat her with the same respect I would hope someone would do with my mom, and I would always go in and show her how to use their handy paperclip. I created a little cheat sheet to help her in hopes that instead of calling me, she would reference a little guide. I'm not sure if this would help the person who sent it in, but I thought it might help. Love the show, podcasts, and all things. I've been listening since the Dave and Lee days. I remember Flush the Format Fridays. Yep, we would play all kinds of different songs that were not in the format. And the Dave Ryan Show CDs that used to sell around Christmas time, they were always on my Christmas list. Oh, that's great. Christy, thank you. I appreciate that. My dad worked until he was 78 years old.
That's so crazy to me.
And yeah, and you know, he was just an ambitious workaholic kind of a person. And one of the reasons he quit was email, because email was in the early 90s. He retired in 94. And he got chewed out by, he worked at the Air Force Academy, by a young captain who was probably 30 years old, got chewed out for not answering his email. And my dad didn't know how to use email and didn't realize it was important. And that's how you communicated. So that's one of the reasons that he said, I'm done. So you know what? One day, I think that we'll all be in a situation where we've seen technology change so much that we go, I can't keep up with this. Next one, Dave. Wanted to chime in, Dave and all. I want to chime in on the boomers in technology. I'm retired, but I remember trying to keep up with some of the tech that seemed to change weekly. I wanted to learn, but it is hard after a lifetime of being the competent employee teaching others to a sometimes object of derision. I learned as much as I could on my own because, trust me, there was no one condescending as an IT rep. Okay, that is kind of true. IT reps get annoyed because we ask them the same questions over and over. Anyway, I know there are many who refuse to learn, and shame on them, but when tech doesn't really come naturally, sometimes you just want to cry.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting an old lady vent. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I think that's the thing. Technology changes. I'm going to give you an example. 10 or 12 years ago, Allison and I said, let's get matching digital cameras, like nice 35-millimeter digital cameras. Those mother had so many features on them, I could never figure it out. It had so many settings, and then it had the basic mode.
Oh, God.
I kept it in basic mode all the time.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Because I could never figure out how to use all the different, you know, focal lengths or whatever, aperture settings or whatever.
I would, yeah, you'd have to, now there are so many YouTube videos, but then that becomes overwhelming to, like, which YouTube video do I even look at to learn to use, like, this product. But it is nice that you can type in on YouTube, like, your very specific thing, and someone will show you, and you're like, oh, that's really helpful. That's how Jake's learned how to do multiple things on the boat without having to pay someone to do it. Yeah.
Last one I think we're going to have time for. I need your help with a random thing. Back in the day, 2004 to 2008, I'd watch MTV or VH1 in the morning before school. There was one music video that I've been searching for ever since. Seriously, it's a visual earworm. Not sure if you or listeners can help. It's of a woman in a boat in the Louisiana Bayou, and there's a second line brass band following her. At the end of the video, they all end up in church. Maybe it's a wedding. I'm not sure. My memory thinks it was such a banger, but I can't find anything by popular female artists of the 2000s. Does it sound familiar? To me, no. Maybe it was never uploaded to YouTube, as it might have been there before that was a thing. Makes me think of all the lost music videos over the years. Anyway, thank you from Andrew. Andrew, if somebody brings it up, they'll write in to ryanshow@kwb.com. It's so interesting because back in the days of TRL, that was the only time they showed videos on MTV anymore. It was all like this or that or reality shows or whatever. And the only place back then in the late 90s was to watch TRL to watch videos. Mm-hmm. Now, any video that you want to go see, like, a Mariah Carey video, you can go on YouTube and watch any video whenever you want to. But that, and I think that's really cool because there's a lot of videos that really, they have an impactful memory to you. And now you can watch them on YouTube.
Well, I told you that Jake's coming of age was to Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle. And he said all the stars had to align for him to get his moment because it had to come on MTV and his parents had to be out of the house. He said every star had to align for him to have his personal moment.
So he would pleasure himself
that
to
was
Mariah
his coming
Carey
of
video?
Age, yeah.
Oh, Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that's funny.
I know. It's
Didn't
so creepy.
Didn't he have, I don't know, I do know where, as a younger 14, 15-year-old kid, my source was like Playboys mm-hmm. and Penthouse that my brother had either I'd stolen from him or he'd left when he moved out or something. And my dad used to keep Penthouse forums in the tall, up high cabinet in the bathroom. And of course, I knew how to climb up
yeah.
there. I actually climbed up the cabinet like a ladder. Do you know what a Penthouse forum is?
No, I mean, I thought it was a magazine.
It is a magazine, yeah, but it's no pictures. It's just stories. So it's erotic stories and people write in. And the cliche was, I never thought I would have a story good enough to write into Penthouse Forum, but here's what happened to me on vacation.
Oh, gosh.
And they would go on with some story about meeting someone or a threesome. And it was kind of surprising that Dad had Penthouse Forum stashed away in the bathroom.
Well, he was horny.
Well, I told you a couple of days ago about how my dad was visiting one time and he found a porn magazine in my nightstand. So I walked into my bedroom because mom and dad were staying in my bedroom. I stayed in the guest room. And there was Dad on the side of the bed reading some porn magazine. And we both didn't acknowledge
nope.
it. We both just like, oh, hey, yeah, we're going to go get dinner if you're ready to go.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, a kind of a short Minnesota goodbye. Thanks for listening to it. We will be back full length tomorrow. And if you got any ideas, something you want to talk about, maybe you discovered your mom or dad's porn collection. I'm going to say probably more likely dad's porn collection, and you want to tell us about that. Or maybe you have a funny story of what you used to pleasure yourself to.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe you would look in the Sears catalog and look at the underwear models.
That's what Steve used to do. He would look at the Penny's catalog. Steve on our show back
yep.
in the day, that was his joy. That
I think I remember looking at the bra ads in
yeah.
a Penny's catalog, too, and going, oh,
yeah, look at those boobies.
Send your email to ryanshow@kdwb.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.